You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A with a special guest today to talk about a wonderful opportunity to raise some funds for local theater organizations in the Marquette region. We're speaking with Bobby Glenn Brown today. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Yeah. So the Marquette area is rich with theater of lots of different kinds, and you're definitely a star of many of those productions, or at least involved in some kind of way. So you know a lot about what's happening in the Marquette theater area, right?
Well, I do. Thank you. And I wish I knew more, but that'll happen over the course of time, and hopefully this will give people an event to go to celebrate the local community theater that we have that's rich with lots of talent.
Yeah. So with that, all that talent is going to come together on February 6th at the Masonic Center for a fundraiser. It's the Marquette Area Theater Awards fundraiser. So this is the first time an event like this is happening, right?
It is. It's the brainchild of Sarah Balding and a committee of other local theater people who are involved in other community theaters in the area. Mm-hmm. And it's the inaugural event. And, you know, with a baby, you know, you watch it grow. And we're just hoping that this is something that continues for many years and is a real celebration of the local actors and their technicians that help them put on wonderful theater in our area, from Forrest Roberts Theater to the Vista Theater in Pack and Nagani, mm-hmm. to our local youth area theater, the Say Group that has Kaufman to perform in, and mm-hmm. Lake Superior Theater, and then, of course, the Masonic Arts Fellowship.
Yeah, so there's a lot that's happening in the theater area, and it's a lot to celebrate, so why not have an event like this? So I understand it's kind of a formal of sorts, right?
It is. We're trying to make it like the Tonys or the Oscars, so get out your finery and all mm-hmm. of your fun duds and come. There'll be a red carpet and awards throughout the night that are set up. We have a wonderful seating for everybody. There's the regular stadium seating that's in the red room,
right?
But then
the
Masonic, there's VIP seating at tables if you wish to sit at a table, and then all the nominees are held in the ballroom. Mm-hmm. And then as they win, they'll be escorted into the red room. So we're trying to make it more of a little formal event, and
yeah.
Like I said, you know, it's our inaugural year, and we hope that some of the other area theater groups that are known to people throughout the area, maybe they'll want to be involved next year or in years to come.
Yeah, plans to help it grow.
We're all inclusive.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. So it's an evening of fun, a bit of a formal, and I think there's also a little bit of a performance too.
There are. I think three or four of the groups have different people coming in to perform, just like you would if you were watching the Tonys or the Oscars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those are always a good time to have those, yeah. kind of breaking up the awards and having some fun along the way.
Yep, so, fill in.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And then there's an after party too, right?
There is. Yep. If you want to meet and greet or have your picture taken on the red carpet with a nominee or a winner or yourself, then feel free to do it. But the main thing is a fun fundraiser has the word fun in it.
Right.
And,
built right
we're,
in.
We're hoping that that really works for us and that, like I said, this continues for years to come, but that other local groups will be part of it. All of the proceeds that are made from this event are shared with those groups that participated this year.
Very cool.
If you buy a ticket at a local theater and ask them, hey, was this show nominated or did you get someone to come and watch it?
So yeah. So I understand there was a little like voting process ahead of time with the arts organizations, right?
There is.
The theater groups.
Yep. We set up a page on Facebook, mm-hmm. And then again on Eventbrite. But you can go to Marquette Area Theater Awards and scroll down and you'll see a little Google doc that you can
put your voting
on, and then the night of the event, you're also allowed to vote. Those who bought a ticket can vote as well.
Gotcha. Again, we're talking the Marquette Area Theater Awards fundraiser. It's exciting because it's the first time that this is happening.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 6th of this year at the Masonic Temple. It'll be up in the ballroom and the Red Room for the various events happening, starting at 7 p.m.,
yep.
I believe. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Starting at 7, and then the after party later on.
Later on, yep. Yeah. And then you can choose which ticket you want to buy. I think there's three right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stadium seating, ballroom seating, or VIP seating, and it's anywhere from $15 to $35.
I could picture a group of people taking over a table and having
Absolutely.
A good time, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds like a really fun opportunity to raise some funds for Marquette Area Theater,
mm-hmm.
and a great way to support the first-time event, a first-time fundraiser in the area. Again, we're speaking with Bobby Glenn Brown, local theater extraordinaire here in the Marquette area. Is there anything else about the event you'd like to share, or do we have everything covered fairly well, you think?
We did pretty well, I think. I just wanted to obviously thank the patrons that go to see different shows throughout our community, and of course, public radio and all of the other sponsors or people that have contributed to having us share the event on air or in print with their viewers or listeners or readers. And we obviously couldn't do it without your support, so we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, theater and the arts bring quite a lot to our area, so we're always happy to help out in that way. And Bobby, again, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Thank you.